Here's what Connecticut is saying about Lisa Wexler.
You got chutzpah. You tell it the way it is.
Back to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
Yesterday, the New York Post featured an article featuring our next guest, Abby Kaner, who is a Fairfield County resident. And the headline is that Morton Williams cracks down on Ben & Jerry's over Israel controversy. And if you read it, you will see that Ben & Jerry's and their distribution network has taken their own political stand within what's happening in Israel and the occupied territories and the West Bank. And they've decided they're not going to sell their ice cream in certain parts of that area any longer. And in response to that, and they've also decided to cease manufacturing in Israel and do a bunch of things in Israel and to basically voice their disapproval of some of the politics that are going on in Israel. And Avi Kaner is the leader of a family-owned, a beloved supermarket chain called Morton Williams, which is in Manhattan in the midst of a very tough business that competes against the giants in this world. But they decided that they were going to make their own stance against Ben & Jerry's. And Avi Kaner is on the air with us to talk about it. Avi, good morning, and thanks for coming on the show today. Good morning.
Lisa, thank you for having me this morning.
So you have to tell me, Avi Kaner, we already had a question about this. In making a business decision to sell less Ben & Jerry's ice cream and to make it a little bit more difficult for people to find it on the shelves, tell us a little bit about the conversation and the criteria that you were having as an organization in terms of the likelihood that maybe some of your customers won't be happy about that decision.
Sure. That's a great question. Well, first of all, my father always taught me to do the right thing and to leave the world a better place than the way I found it. And that's exactly what we did here. Ben & Jerry's announced an awful policy yesterday targeting the one Jewish nation in the world. And it really is like a dog whistle when they say, they're not going to sell in occupied territory. What that really means is they're not selling in Jewish communities in disputed territory. And I'll give you an example of what disputed territory is. The Jewish quarter of Jerusalem, where Jews have been inhabited for over 3,000 years. In 1949, during the war, the Jews of the Jewish quarter of Jerusalem were ethnically cleansed out of Jerusalem. Dozens of synagogues were destroyed, and they were only able to go back to their homes in 1967 when Israel recaptured and reunited Jerusalem. Now Ben & Jerry's is saying that little Jewish children living in Jerusalem cannot have Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Think how absurd that is. And then combining their decision along with the decision to shutter the factory in Israel. The factory in Israel is not even in disputed territory. It's in southern Israel and employs many Arabs and Jews, and it's part of the community, part of the industry. So this was an anti-Jewish action targeting the one Jewish nation in the world. They could have targeted Malaysia. They sell Ben & Jerry's ice cream in Malaysia. Malaysia has 31 million people. If the Malaysian authorities discover that you're gay, they throw you in jail for 20 years or worse. So this is such a selective boycott that we have to say, no way, we will not stand for it.
So let me ask you this. Aren't they also, in fact, you talk about biting your nose to spite your face. When I was reading this and I saw that Ben & Jerry's didn't want to sell to any of the occupied territories, if they're presumably sympathetic to the people that are being occupied, why are they depriving them of ice cream too? Like, it doesn't even make sense to me.
No, it doesn't. But that's why it's a dog whistle. What they specifically mean are the Jewish communities. And quote in what they call the occupied territory. They're making a political statement. They're choosing one side over the other and basically supporting, they're supporting a situation where Jewish people may not live in Jerusalem. It's absolutely ridiculous that an ice cream company would get involved in this.
Now, you're a privately owned, Morton Williams is a privately owned, still family owned chain. How many stores do you have?
So we have 16, 16 supermarkets.
And I think it's fair to say, and you're proud to say, that you're Jewish people and you care about what happens to the Jewish people. So you had your own meeting of your board of directors and decided how to respond?
Yes, we did that yesterday. And note that, you know, it's not only the owners of the private company, but also our executive staff. And
okay. There
are Jewish people, non-Jewish people, and we agreed unanimously that this was the right action to take. And I've got to tell you, Lisa, since we've taken the action, we've received thousands of thank yous from customers as well as people around the world. It's really resonating with people. But we did get a lot of hate comments as well, but mostly from places like Pakistan. Expected. But the vast majority of people in the New York area and around the world are supportive of what we've done. I was interviewed this morning on Israeli TV, being interviewed tonight at midnight on Australian TV.
Wow.
And then tomorrow morning on Fox and Friends. So this is a story that really is resonating around the world. And I'm really proud to have taken a stand.
Good for you. So we're chatting with Avi Kaner, who is a Fairfield County resident who knows quite a bit about what's going on in our own community and who commutes in every day to lead the Morton Williams supermarket chain. So what business, in other words, when you were assessing this, you had to know that some of your customers weren't going to be happy. They don't care about politics. They're coming for their Ben and Jerry's, or they don't agree with your politics and they even use that as an excuse. Were you willing to, like, in other words, did you assess X amount of dollars you might lose from this decision, or were dollars not even a factor in making the decision?
Dollars were not even a factor of making the decision. I mean, we're, you know, in the United States, we're blessed to live in a country where consumers have choices. You know, we'll have over 100 different ice cream brands to choose from, and Ben & Jerry's is just but one of them. And it was a decision made on moral grounds. For example, we own the supermarkets. We're allowed to sell cigarettes, but we don't. And if we sell cigarettes, we can make more money selling cigarettes, but we decide not to. So it's a decision that we make as a private company, and it means a lot to us, and it actually means a lot to our customers. Our customers support it and respect it.
That's an interesting choice. You don't sell cigarettes. That's a really significant moral stance, Avi, because I know there's a huge markup in cigarettes.
Yeah, absolutely. But we've never sold cigarettes, and it's a moral stance we take. And this is another example. A few years ago, the dictator of Turkey, Erdogan, issued many anti-Semitic statements. And as a result, we decided to boycott Turkish products in our supermarkets, which we've since rescinded. But we're not afraid to take a stand. And in fact, taking a stand ultimately, you asked about business perspective. I think from a business perspective, taking a stand, taking the right stand, ultimately helps business. What Ben & Jerry's did was take the wrong stand. They've attacked the Jewish communities of Israel, the only Jewish nation in the world, and they put it under the pretext of some social justice cause that they're fighting against. I mean, yesterday they were fighting against the police of the United States. Today they're fighting against the Jews who live in Israel.
Ben and Jerry's, it's interesting, when they were taken over by Unilever, there were all these articles that said that they sold their company, but they didn't sell their soul. Of course, the irony of this, maybe it's not so ironic, but to me it is that Ben and Jerry are both Jewish. And are they still alive, by the way? Are Ben and Jerry still alive, Avi? Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know them personally. I believe they are, but I don't know them personally. But they were bought out by Unilever, so they do not own Ben and Jerry's anymore. But Ben & Jerry's does have its own board of directors. And
yeah,
as part of the acquisition, the board of directors are able to enact their own decisions. So I don't know who, very often when these things happen, there's a member of a board who feels very strongly about something and forces a company to make a wrong decision. Same thing happened with Iceland A few years ago, Iceland decided to boycott Israeli products, and it turned out that one person in their parliament who was in Reykjavik City Council was retiring and asked her fellow legislators to do her a favor and enact this boycott, which they did. And then they removed it a week later when they realized what a mistake that was. And I'm really hoping the same thing will happen with Ben & Jerry's. And once that happens, we'll be happy to restock our shelves full of Ben & Jerry's again.
So this is to make a point and to hope that they change their corporate policy. Do you know if anybody else is following suit and following your decision to boycott? Or you're actually not completely not selling Ben & Jerry's. And at least in what says in the New York Post is that you're not going to sell it by 70%. And you're not going to make it easy for the consumer to find it. You're not going to make it on that beautiful, brilliant eye level space. They're going to have to look for it, right?
That's right. As our supply of Ben & Jerry's sell down, whatever's left is being relegated to the lowest shelves possible, but we are leaving the door open to coming back. We've also stopped 100% of all promotional activity of Ben & Jerry's. It will not be featured in our weekly circular or anywhere else.
Well, you know what? Honestly, when I'm listening to you and I'm applauding this, and I'm also thinking when a door shuts, a window opens, there probably are countless wonderful, delicious local ice cream brands who will be knocking on your door for that perfect product placement. And maybe they'll be the next hit ice cream brand. Maybe you'll help launch some small company into, you know, Nirvana. You never know.
You're absolutely right, Lisa. And they've already started reaching out to us. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, Avi Kaner, thank you so much for being on the show today. And good for you. And thank you for giving us some insight into the way you and your family and your company make decisions and are willing to make decisions regardless of a monetary consequence. It's good to hear that there are actually human beings behind some of these decisions nowadays. Thank you for that. And thank you for supporting the State of Israel. I don't have to say that to you, but you know what I mean.
Oh, Lisa, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Avi Kaner on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.